You don't trust, plainly don't trust, all of the security chiefs who've lined up to say that what you've done, the stories you've written, have fundamentally undermined security and aided and abetted terrorism. I'll just point you to the evidence of Oliver Robbins, the Deputy National Security Advisor for Intelligence in the UK Cabinet Office, who says, and he said this in written evidence in a court case, it is known that in the seized material is personal information that would allow intelligence staff to be identified, including those deployed overseas. He says the government has had to assume that copies of information held by Mr. Snowden may now be held by one or more other states. You're saying he is not telling the truth.
There was this thing called the Iraq War, in which the US and the UK governments persuaded their media outlets and their populations to support an aggressive attack on another country by making one false claim after the next, designed to scare the population into believing that there was a security threat that didn't actually exist, that they had to go to war in order to stop. What journalism is about is it's based on the premise that when people like Mr. Robbins and others who exercise power in the dark make those kinds of claims to justify their own power, they're often lying. They often tell things to the population that turns out to be untrue. And the job of a journalist is not to investigate other journalists who are investigating those powerful officials. It's to try and be responsible when telling their viewers and readers what government officials are saying, and then to assess whether there's evidence for it. That's my role as a journalist.
You're saying something so explosive, I have to challenge it. You're accusing the most senior intelligence officials on both sides of the Atlantic of routine and systematic lying. What is your evidence? You say, look at the Iraq War, but what is your evidence that when people like the head of GCHQ and the head of MI6 say that there is real evidence that since your revelations, the sorts of communications conducted by terrorists has changed because they've adapted to what they've learned from you. Where is your evidence those intelligence chiefs are lying?
First of all, I think the Iraq War is a pretty significant example of the propensity.
If you want to scream at me
and make all kinds of filibustering remarks, I can just disconnect and you can do that. But if you want to ask me a question, you're going to give me time to actually answer it. The evidence that government officials lie is found in history with things like the Iraq War, when the US and the UK destroyed a country of 26 million people based on lies they told over the course of 2 years to their population. And if you look at what happens in countries where there's constitutional guarantees of a free press, which I know doesn't include the UK, but includes most Western democracies, what you find is all sorts of people who have created those protections have done so based on the recognition that people in power, specifically national security officials, will routinely lie to their population. The evidence that I have is that three Democratic senators just 2 weeks ago in the United States, who are on the Intelligence Committee and have access to classified information, came out and said that the claims of NSA officials and others that these programs have stopped terrorist plots is completely false, that there is no evidence for it.